This is 5 Minute Friday! This episode is with the one and only Bill Phillips, and I'm very excited to introduce you guys to Bill. He is the editor-in-chief for Men's Health, which is the world's largest men's magazine. And during his time as the brand's online editor, Phillips quadrupled traffic from 2.5 million to a record 10 million monthly uniques. The site has been nominated for 3 digital national magazine awards under his leadership, and he is also the author of The Better Man Project.
Depression is not a problem that's going to fix itself. It's not something that you're going to talk yourself out of. And there's a difference between sort of, you know, if you're clinically depressed and you have suicidal thoughts, I mean, that's, you know, versus the bad day kind of, you know, quote unquote depression. I mean, obviously those are different things. But you need to talk to somebody. Obviously the medications for depression are very, very good. And they do work. They absolutely do work. And there's no shame in asking for help. And I think that's really ultimately with guys, with men, and I think you and I both could probably attest to it. And there's something that about ourselves that we're too embarrassed to share with right. others. Yep. You know, like it holds us back. We don't want to seek help. We don't want to tell our spouse about it or our significant other. So, you know, we hide layers of ourselves from sure. from everyone. And you know, it's important to know that like this doesn't mean you're broken. Like if you are depressed or have low self-esteem, it doesn't mean you're broken. If you have erectile dysfunction or, you know, which is another one guys are afraid of, it doesn't mean you're...
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Broken. These are medical issues that can be treated and can be fixed. And you know, you can't just will them away. You can't just like pretend they don't exist. There's no shame in asking for help. And you know, I was at Johns Hopkins about a year ago, and I love that facility. It's such a great institution. And, you know, I got to meet with a bunch of different doctors. I was in the liver center, the pancreatic center, radiology, and a few others. But I met this guy, this doctor who runs what they call the Men's Vitality Center at Johns Hopkins. And I was asking him, it's like, men's vitality, like, what's that mean? He's like, it's sexual health. It is... the place people come to when they're worried about the quality of their erections or you know, whether they're pleasing their partner or, and he's like, but we call it men's vitality because it's not, men are afraid of that. Mm. They're not afraid to say to their spouse, yeah, I have an appointment over at the Men's Vitality Center because it's positive. It's like, oh, you're going to be more vital? Fantastic. Right, who doesn't want that, right?
Right, right.
So it's like even, you know, the medical institutions are kind of coming around to like, coaxing men to come on in, it's okay. You know, but the thing he said to me is, and you know, he's like, there's nothing you can tell me about, you know, how your body's working that I haven't heard before. And men just have to get over that fear, you know, just like, you know, I have, you know, my older daughter is going to be a teenager this year. She's in middle school. And there are those days when, you know, she comes home, gets off the bus and she wants to sit in her room. And I know something's not right. And I know it's something probably that happened at school, and she doesn't want to talk about it. And I always say to her, it's like, we've lived through this. We've been through this too, like, honey, like there's nothing you can say that is going to be something we can't relate to. And, right. and as a guy going to see your doctor, there's nothing you can say that he hasn't dealt with before.
Yeah.
And hasn't heard before. And
you don't have to feel ashamed about it. Yeah.
You do not have to feel ashamed to it, whether, you know, and especially like something like depression, which is, you know, really takes, you know, not just the joy out of life, but it can also kill you. Even if you don't, you know, some people obviously decide to take their own lives, but it'll kill you in other ways too. I mean, you know, the research around, you know, happy people, I think happy people, generally happy people live on average 7 years longer than generally unhappy people. And, you know, that's just, you know, brain chemistry at work there. And that can be switched with the right treatments.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed this inspirational clip from a past episode of the show, then you'll love the free book I'm giving away right now. It's called The Millionaire Morning. It includes some of my best tips for starting off your day with a millionaire mindset. Get your free copy at themillionairemorning.com and just pay shipping. Again, check it out right now, themillionairemorning.com.